How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. I'm Araceli Gomez-Aldana, and this is The Rundown. The Illinois Department of Human Rights has filed a housing discrimination charge and is investigating the landlord of the South Shore apartment building raided last year by immigration agents. The Sun-Times reports the agency is looking into claims that Strength in Management LLC and Flood tipped federal agents off about Venezuelan immigrants living in the building as part of an attempt to, quote, intimidate and coerce the building's Black and Hispanic tenants into leaving. Governor J.B. Pritzker said Illinois will not tolerate conduct that puts anyone in Illinois at risk of discrimination or harm. Strength in Management LLC and Flood did not immediately respond to a request for comment. An extreme cold warning will go into effect overnight for the Chicago area. Wind chills are expected to reach 35 degrees below zero in the early morning hours, and the feels-like temperatures will only warm up to about 20 below throughout the day on Friday. Cold like this isn't unusual for Chicago, but National Weather Service meteorologist Zachary Yak tells WBEZ's In the Loop that it only comes around once or twice a year, so that makes it dangerous.
This is not unusual for us, but definitely something we don't see every day, so when it does happen, we do need to remind ourselves that we do need to take precautions.
And those precautions include bundling up with several layers of loose-fitting clothing and only spending time outside in 5 or 10 minute bursts. This bitter cold will stick around until early next week. An initiative that gives people access to fresh food at a Chicago library is in full swing. The library-based food access program at Legler Regional Library on the city's west side had its grand opening on Thursday after a soft launch last summer. The Chicago Public Library says the program has partnered with the Greater Chicago Food Depository to serve about 600 households each month. Mayor Brandon Johnson says having a full-service pantry at the library is what responsive government looks like.
This partnership is a clear statement of our commitment to the West Side and to the people who have always made this community strong, even in the face of disinvestment. Investments like this strengthen neighborhoods and it helps restore trust in institutions that exist to serve the public good.
The pantry is open on Thursdays from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. and Sundays from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Chicago Restaurant Week kicks off on Friday. Hundreds of restaurants across the city are rolling out pre-fixed and discounted menus in a celebration of all things culinary. Mitch Grotman is a moderator on the Chicago Food subreddit, an online food community. He tells WBEZ's In the Loop people should view Restaurant Week as a chance to try new cuisine, but should also understand the discounted sample may be different than experiencing a restaurant's full meal.
One thing I would really like to impress on people that are experiencing Restaurant Week is to think of it less of a representation of what a meal at this restaurant is and more of a way to try their cooking without paying that full menu price.
Chicago Restaurant Week runs through February 8th. You're listening to The Rundown. Operation Midway Blitz has interrupted people's lives and their plans for the future, including for one Chicago couple who got arrested and detained last October, just 8 days after getting married. The bride got deported back to Mexico. The groom is in detention in Michigan. We sent WBEZ's Adriana Cardona-Magiga to Mexico to find the bride and learn what it will take for the couple to reunite and rebuild their life together.
I'm with Alexa Ramirez at her family's farm on the outskirts of a tiny rural town in the state of Oaxaca in southern Mexico. Since returning, Alexa mainly spends her days feeding the goats and helping her parents farm. For income, most families like Alexa's rely on subsistence farming and remittances sent to them from relatives who've migrated to the United States. Internet and phone services are spotty here. So as we chat, Alexa is anxiously waiting for her husband, Alexander Villeda, to call her. WBC is using a variation of their names to protect their safety. Alexander, who is from El Salvador, is thousands of miles away at an immigration detention center in Michigan. When the phone finally rings, she stops everything.
Calhoun County Correctional Center.
Hola, mi amor.
Hi, my love, she says.
Dime, mi amor.
The newlyweds were arrested by federal immigration officials at the Swaporama flea market on Chicago's South Side last October. Neither one has a criminal record, but they didn't have a legal status in the U.S. In Chicago, they were working, saving up money to build a house in Mexico, and making plans for their future. But an immigration raid changed all of that. Now, Alexander is isolated and lonely, in detention, wondering if he and his wife will be able to start all over again. Rebuilding a life in Mexico isn't easy. He's hoping he'll get released on bond. That way, he can leave the U.S. on his own terms and go to Mexico instead of getting deported back to El Salvador. But that's not easy either. The separation has been really stressful for the newlyweds. We don't know what's going to happen, Alexa says. It's been hard, and not being able to speak all the time makes it tougher. It'll be nice if we could just spend our days together. Alexa is trying to keep it together by staying busy, but she worries about money. She looks forward to speaking with Alexander every day, but those calls are expensive. Between lawyer fees, commissary purchases, and unforeseen costs, their savings are quickly evaporating. I follow Alexa around on a day job she got helping at a nearby farm, and she tells me how she and Alexander first met. They were both working at Mariscos La Sirena, a restaurant in suburban Crestwood. And it wasn't love at first sight, quite the opposite. She says, I didn't like him. She was a new employee. He and another co-worker criticized the way she prepared the guacamole. But she ended up having to work with him for long 12-hour shifts. They had no other option but to chat and get to know each other. They developed a friendship, then something more. We started going out, we went for a walk. And that's when he asked me to be his girlfriend, she says. After we got to know each other a bit more, we kissed for the first time. Alexa smiles and blushes when she talks about it. Speaking from the Michigan detention facility, Alexander remembers working until late hours with Alexa. After a long day at the restaurant, we'd go out to the parking lot and the moon would be out, he says. Ever since, we had a saying each time we said goodbye. When you look at the moon, remember me. After 3 years living together, the couple decided it was time to finally tie the knot and got married on October 9. A week later, they were separated. Alexander's mother, who was visiting from El Salvador for their wedding, watched them get arrested. As they were shopping at the Swaporama, they noticed a helicopter hovering above. Alexa got worried, but Alexander told her not to panic. Then Alexa says, someone yelled, immigration! Then they were handcuffed. Alexa gets emotional as she recalls that day. She says she and Alexander looked at one another and wondered, is this going to be our honeymoon? They were then taken to the controversial immigration processing center in suburban Broadview. Alexa ended up agreeing to self-deport. Like many others, she didn't fully understand her legal options and wanted to escape the difficult conditions inside. Alexa says there was little food and water, and she was unable to shower. Alexander was transferred to the detention center. He says, it's not fair that we're treated like criminals. And even the food is stuff that not even a dog would eat. All of this is inhumane. In Mexico, Alexa is surrounded by family as she tries to reintegrate back into her life there. Part of that is having a routine. She goes to church every Sunday, where she tries to make sense of how she feels about being deported. Leaving the country arrested in shackles isn't easy, she says. It's hard and sad. And she also tries to avoid the town gossip. Outside her immediate family and people at church, not too many people know she was sent home. There is a stigma that follows those who get deported. Some people see them as a failure, and gossip in the small town spreads quickly. Alexa says she's getting used to other things that she took for granted in the U.S. when she had a steady job and regular income. In the U.S., we used to buy anything without guilt, she says. But here, it is harder without savings or a decent income. It's harder to buy food. It's hard to buy shoes, clothes. She went from making on average $250 per day on a 12-hour shift at the restaurant to $17 for a day job in Mexico. Alexander spent the holidays alone, and he says he misses his wife. He has a court date later this month. He plans to ask the judge to deport him to Mexico instead of El Salvador, but his lawyer says it's not likely the judge will agree. Alexa says if he's deported to El Salvador, she will do whatever it takes to go get him and bring him to Mexico. She cries just talking about it as she stands on top of the half-finished brick house that she and Alexander had started building together. She says it would be wonderful if we could meet again soon. All she wants right now is to start a new life together as a married couple. Adriana Cardona Magigad, WBEC News.
A quick look at weather. An extreme cold warning will go into effect overnight with temperatures dipping down to a low around 9 below zero, wind chill values as low as 30 below. Friday will be sunny and cold, a high near 1 below zero, wind chill values as low as 33 below. I'm Araceli Gomez Aldana. Thanks for listening.